Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. And today I am pleased to thank one of our faithful sponsors, The Wood Source. The Wood Source is a proudly Canadian and family-based building supply and wood specialty business. Established in 1953, they serve the National Capital Region and beyond for building supplies and are pleased to support Good News in the Morning broadcasts. The Wood Source offers personalized customer service and advice while satisfying your specialty wood needs and exclusive wood products that aren't available at other retailers. Our knowledgeable staff are able to provide expert advice on all our products and can assist you in getting the materials you need to finish your project. Come to our 7,000 square foot showroom at 6178 Mitch Owen Road, Manotick. The Wood Source has been a great and faithful sponsor of Good News Christian Ministries for many years. Today, as we look into the Scriptures, I'm delighted to bring you a passage of Scripture that's become really fresh to me in the last couple months. You can read Scriptures over and over again, and sometimes they just take on new life as you study them. And as you ask the Holy Spirit to apply them to your life. So this passage is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. And of course, it has it starts with the greeting from Simon Peter, who was a disciple of the Lord. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter promises and testifies that the Lord has given us everything we need for life and godliness through Jesus Christ. We'll take a further look at what this means in a few moments, but first I'd like you to hear this song in which GLAAD, the a cappella group, celebrates that God is my rock. Would you listen to it with me?
I will never be afraid. God is my rock. I will never be afraid. God is my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
No one
can harm me when the Lord
God is my rock.
God is my rock.
I've been thinking about this passage a lot, actually, because I've been doing some memory work. I haven't done memory work on scriptures for a long time, but I've been encouraged to start it by other people that I have that I study with, and it's been really, really productive to get that going again in my life. And so this is a passage that I've been memorizing. And when you start to memorize scripture, it's not only going over it again and again in your mind, but it's thinking about the meaning and how the different parts of the scripture tie together. And that shows the richness of what God has inspired in the writing of Simon Peter here today. You see, Simon Peter is a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was a disciple from the very beginning. He was called by Jesus in his earthly ministry and had followed Jesus through all the events that we see in the Gospels. And Simon Peter was quite a changeable fellow. Simon could be really filled with faith and confidence at one moment, and he could completely miss the point at another. Simon was the fellow who promised, "Everyone else might deny you, but I will never abandon you." And Jesus said, "No, no, Peter, you'll deny me three times." And that's what happened. So Simon Peter had a great deal of confidence, he had a great deal of strength, and a great deal of faith in Jesus Christ. But he found in his early time as a disciple that he didn't have everything he needed to live the life that he wanted to and to exhibit the godliness that God was calling him to. But something changed on the day of Pentecost for the whole church, and we see it especially in Peter, who from that point on never fails to give glory to God the Father through Jesus Christ his Son. This suddenly becomes a Peter who's able to stand in front of crowds and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ, and who, by the end of his life, is not afraid to hold on to his witness to Jesus, even to the point of being executed for his faith. So he learned that God had, in fact, given us everything we need for life and godliness, from going from a place where he didn't have everything he needed to the place where the Holy Spirit and the Word of God supplied all that he needed. In fact, he tells his church, and he's telling us as well, that God's divine power has given us everything we need for godliness and life through the knowledge of Jesus, who called us by his own glory and goodness. He is saying that the divine power of the Holy Spirit has been given to enable his people to live for Jesus and to live godly and holy lives through Jesus. So there's a bit of a caveat. When some people suggest that you have everything you need, you might, in your mind, start to conjure up all the dreams of things you want. You may want fame and riches like so many celebrities. You may want a whole bunch of things that are on your bucket list. But as far as the things you need to live a life that is effective and productive, that makes a difference for the kingdom of God, you do have everything you need in Jesus Christ. He will supply you and does supply you. Now, Peter goes on to say that the reason we've been given the divine power is so that we can participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. To participate in the divine nature is to have Christ living in you and to have your life express the life of Christ, to be reshaped and reformed so that the flaws in our character and in our temperament are overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit until we become more and more like Christ in his grace and his love and his faithfulness, so that we live this holy life in an imitation of Christ that is empowered by the power of God himself. and thus we can escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. I tell you, there is nothing more precious to the Christian believer than to escape corruption. Because we've learned from Jesus just how good holiness is, how great it is to be able to represent the glory of God in love and compassion and in holy living. We are delighted to discover ways to move forward in our purity of heart and to become more and more like Jesus. Paul, in one of his letters, speaks about what the Spirit produces in people. He says the Spirit produces in Christians a new nature, and that nature is characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, and goodness. God has acted so that we can grow in these characteristics. Can any person of goodwill desire anything more than to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, in the things that God produces in us? And so Peter understands that once he's told his church that they can escape the corruption of the world, that they will make every effort to do so. He tells them to make every effort to add to their faith. What would you add to your faith? You believe in Jesus? What do you need to fully live out the life of godliness that he's called you to? You believe and trust in him, and you've received him as your Savior. You have the Holy Spirit working in you. And what is the work that the Holy Spirit needs to do in you? Peter makes a list of things, of characteristics that are vital to life in the Spirit, to life of godliness. And he says that you can add to your faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Now, in this list, he goes sequentially, adding to faith goodness and so on. But many of us have been growing in a sort of random way in our faith. Some people have grown greatly in self-control, but their kindness is lacking. Some people have great kindness, but they don't have great understanding. And so sometimes they exercise their kindness in ways that are not as helpful as they might be. Growing in knowledge and goodness together, growing in godliness and perseverance, these things combine together to form a solid character that is able to persevere, able to go on and glorify God in their lives. And Peter is absolutely certain that the church, the believers in Jesus Christ, will want nothing more than to grow in this way. And he tells them as a reason for doing so, that if they possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep them from being ineffective and unproductive in their knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love two things about this passage. One thing is that he says, if you possess these in increasing measure. He's not talking about getting to a certain place and then stopping and coasting. And he's giving equal opportunity to people who are at the very beginning of their life in Christ and people who have gone and matured in many ways. Because he's not talking about having a certain weight of these virtues, but keeping on moving forward. So that if you feel that someone's way ahead of you in this area, don't despair. Peter doesn't say that if you possess these qualities as much as the next guy, that you will not be ineffective. He says that if you possess this quality in increasing measure, so as long as you are seeking the Lord and making this effort to grow in faith and knowledge, then you will become more productive and more effective in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when he says make every effort, some people may wonder, how is it that Peter can say on one hand, he has given you everything you need, and then say, make every effort? And I think this understands the nature of human existence, that one of the things we need is meaningful work. One of the things we need is purpose and goals to pursue. And God has given us these goals. He's not just handed us everything on a silver platter, but has become our trainer, our teacher, our helper, and our provider, so that we also grow in the exercise and practice of these virtues, not just having them handed to us, but developing perseverance through the challenging effort that he has called us to make. It's not something where we just sit back and twiddle our thumbs, but something where we get engaged and enjoy the work that he's given us. And so there's so much that God is able to do for us and calls us to do as his disciples, as his trainees, and that enables us to be effective and productive in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at this in a little bit more detail, and we'll look at that after we listen to this song. It's a song by This Hope, which speaks about the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us from all sin. There is a fountain from their album, A Cappella Hymns.
There is, Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature.
We've been talking about Peter's admonition to the church. He's encouraging them to make every effort to keep on growing their faith by adding to it all the virtues that will make them effective in their walk with Jesus Christ. Effectiveness in Jesus Christ is twofold. There's an effectiveness of discovering of remembering and holding on to the peace that Christ has given. Peter says that if anybody doesn't have these qualities, then they are nearsighted and blind and have forgotten that they've been cleansed from their past sins. People who are not growing in their faith are often drifting from it. People who are not pursuing Jesus are falling away from him. It's not a difficult work to turn to Jesus and set your heart on him. But people who have forgotten that they have been really blessed, that they've been cleansed from their past sins, they become neglectful of all the grace and love that's been shown them. Instead, when we're trying to increase the goodness in our lives, when we're trying to increase our self-control, we become more aware of the things which God is changing in us. We discover our need for Christ, even as he meets that need through granting us grace to achieve these virtues. Have you remembered how precious it was when first the love of God touched your heart? How beautiful it was and how peaceful you felt because you knew that you had been forgiven. It's such a blessing to be effective in your pursuit of Jesus to the point where that peace becomes the place you live, where that peace becomes the constant in your life, remembering and not doubting anymore that Jesus Christ has forgiven you and saved you. Forgetting your sins is one side. Forgetting that you've been loved and that you are loved is the other side of that internal work that God does. But the other part of being effective and productive is letting the character of Christ affect your relationships with other people, where the sensitivity you have to others makes you a real help to them in times of need, where the patience you have enables you to put up with some of the difficulties that other people present and become to them a true and trustworthy friend. These virtues, the likeness of Christ in you, makes you a credible witness to Christ and will help other people to believe in Jesus and turn to him for the help that they need. So there's a really great blessing in being effective and productive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that knowledge, as Peter has said, is intended to be put into practice, not merely stored up in our brains. For he says, "Brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure." You know, our calling and election are sure in Christ. When you received Christ as your Savior, he promised you eternal life, and he's not going to go back on his promise. But you may doubt. You may wonder whether the welcome is ready for you. But Peter says even more than that. Not only will you be sure of what you've already been promised, but if you do these things, he says, you won't fall. You won't be stumbling around like a blind man in the darkness. You won't be boxing at shadows. You will be pursuing a course that God has set for you in your life. And he says you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you understand that the service you give to God here on earth is something like, as some of the hymns say, something like jewels in our crown when we come into heaven? Not that we will place any value on precious gems, but the jewels in our crown will be the difference we've made in bringing other people into the life and peace of Jesus Christ, in alleviating misery in this world so that people will thank God for the service that he gave them through us in the next world, in being able to be a part of someone's testimony that God helped them because God sent you. There is so much rich and wonderful that will be celebrated in the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because the people of God have made every effort to add to their faith. This is our glory. This is our calling. This is our destiny, to be following Jesus Christ and becoming more like him, to be making a difference in this world and making a difference that changes eternity for many people, even in this time. So let's consider how God might lead us in this way as we turn to God in prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise that you have given us everything we need for life and godliness. Please, Lord, cleanse our hearts of any ungodly desire so that we might desire this above all things, that we would pursue your kingdom first and your righteousness, and we wouldn't be disappointed because we didn't get things we coveted, but we would be fulfilled in getting the thing that you have desired for us. Lord, we do offer ourselves to your service, and we pray that all the work you do in us would make us more effective in making known the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his salvation to all the world. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to draw near to you, and we pray that this time of drawing near to you would be precious to us every day, and we would turn to you and grow in you always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And as we close this broadcast today, you will hear the announcer closing off the broadcast, but there's one more song to listen to. It's a beautiful song by a local Ottawa singer, Lyle Johnson, from his album Sail Away, What Hope and Love Remain. Thank you for tuning in today.
Trying to push my past away, I held out my hand your way. You took it, and so we had begun. But my memory still held the ground, and like a bloodhound they kept me on the run. I wanted so to love again, could not forget the pain of a love that failed in years gone by. So I held back what we needed and eventually conceded it wasn't worth the try. And now it's over, we blew our chance at love again. And it's left us all the colder, wondering what love and hope remain. Waiting and dreaming and praying, we'll get our chance again. You fell in love with me, but never quite felt free to say those words, to let me know. Thinking if I heard the news, I might get scared enough to choose to let it all go. So we kept our distance, both acting like infants, me afraid to give, and you afraid to show. But inertia always takes its toll, like a thief, it stole our chance to let love grow. And now it's over, we blew our chance of love again. And it's left us all the colder, wondering what love and hope remain. Waiting and dreaming and praying, we'll get our chance again. Waiting and dreaming and praying, we'll get our chance at love again.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies, to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.